So let's review. In the Mishnah on the previous daf, we learned that Rabbi Elazar holds one may use a window shutter only if it is kosher vitole, tied to the window and hanging from the window off of the ground, because then it does not appear like adding to the structure. It's already part of the building. However, if it's not hanging, but dragging on the ground, or not tied at all, he's not allowed to use it, because it appears like adding to the structure. The Chum argue and say that Benkach or Benkach, Pekin by either way, the shutters may be used. Agmar began, my Benkach or Benkach, what do the Chacham mean when they say either way? Do they mean that you may use the shutter if it's tied, whether it's hanging or not, or do they mean even if it is not tied at all? Amrav Abba, Amrav Kahana, Ben Kasher or Ben Shein Kasher, that the Chacham hold that it does not have to be tied at all. V'hu Shem Esukin, as long as the person has mentally prepared it to be used on Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmi then challenges Rabbi Abba and goes on to show from a braisa that discusses a similar case where the Chacham who are represented in that Mishnah by Rabbi Yehuda only allows a loose lock to be used if it was tied to the structure, not if it was completely loose. Rabbi Abba answers that his understanding is that the Chacham of our Mishnah conform with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that Kona Sheheskinu Balabayis Lis Pesach B'Noilbay Mesukin Ava Pishen Kasher. A rod that is used to lock a door can be used even if it's not at all connected, so long as he mentally prepared it to be used. The Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that one may use the rod even if it is not attached to the door. However, the Gemara points out that only regarding Isser Baina does Rabbi Yechanan accept Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's reasoning that Machshava alone designating it before Shabbos to be used as a lock for the door removes the concern of Niru K'mayis of Alabinyan, the appearance of adding to the structure. However, regarding Issa Muktzah, he disagrees with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds regarding palm branches that were cut for firewood, which are in essence Muktzah, which he then wants to use to sit on them on Shabbos, that designating it b'machshava before Shabbos is sufficient to remove the Muktzah status. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and holds that the machshava alone is not sufficient to remove its Muktzah status. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds that only a bolt that is already a kli, one that has other uses such as turning over olives or cracking open nuts, may be used as a door bolt. But a simple stick which has no other use, it is not a kli, and therefore muktzah. Mere designation b'machshava before Shabbos as a door bolt will not remove the muktzah status, and therefore may not be used on Shabbos as a door bolt. Darsh Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Pischa Deresh Galusa, Halocha K'Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha taught that we passon like Rabbi Eliezer, that you may use a window shutter only if it is attached to the house and hanging from the window. The Gemara questions this psak. Since the Mishnah on Daf Kufn and Zayin relates a story of Reb Tzadik's father, and now Mishal ben Bitnes, where they shuttered a window with something that was not attached to the house. Even though there is a Stam Mishnah in Erevin that seems to support Rabbi Eliezer, the Stam Mishnah Daf Kovnan Zayin, which seems to disagree with him, is more authoritative because it's Maaser Rav. It tells us of Gedolei HaTanaim who actually held this way in practice. Zok the Mishnah. Kol Kisei HaKelim Sheyesh Ben Beis Achiza Nitalim B'Shabbos. The Mishnah records a machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi about when covers of Kelim are considered Muktzah. To clarify the machlokes, the Gemara makes 3 points. Rabbi Yechanan holds that everybody agrees that a kisui has to be able to function as a kli in its own right in order not to be muktzah. The fact that it covers a kli does not give it a teretz kli. Everybody also agrees that covers of kelim do not need to have a handle in order to not be muktzah because they can be used without handles. Everybody agrees that kisui karkois, covers of holes in the ground, require handles in order to be removed and replaced because otherwise it appears like baina, building. The Gemara offers 2 ways to understand the machlokes. Bekelim dechabrina ba'ara. They may be arguing about covers of kelim that have been attached to the ground with a rabbanon hold that it needs handles because it is too similar to covers of holes, but Rabbi Yosi holds that it does not need handles because they are regular kelim covers. The second explanation is that they argue about kisutaner, the cover of an oven, where the rabbanon consider it like a cover of a hole in the ground, because an oven is attached to the ground, and Rabbi Yosi considers it like a cover of a regular kli. Hanalach kol hakelim. We have Baruch Hashem completed the 17th parak kol hakelim and begin the 18th parak mefanim be'ez Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. Mefanim afila arba v'chamish kupi shel tev mishel tefuah. The Mishnah teaches that a person may clear out 4 or 5 boxes of straw or grain to make room for guests or for people to learn Torah. This heter only allows the strenuous work of moving things, but there is no heter to move muktzah items, such as tevel, untithed produce, for this purpose. Think more questions. Hashto chamish mefanim abo mebaya? If you're allowed to move 5 boxes, isn't it obvious that you can move 4 boxes? Why would the Mishnah say 4 or 5? The Gemara has 2 answers. Rav Chisda answers that we separate the 2 words 4 and 5 as follows. when there is a total of 5 boxes, you may remove only 4 of them. In other words, you may not remove everything. If there are many boxes, you may remove only 5 of them. However, lo yaschil ba'etzim. You may not begin to take anything from a storehouse that has not been in use before Shabbos because the produce is not assumed to be designated for Shabbos use, which would be muktzah according to Rabbi Yehuda's broad definition of muktzah. Shmuel holds that 4 or 5 is only an expression, and really you may move more boxes as long as you did not empty the entire place out, because then we are concerned you will be mashva gumas, filling holes in the floor. However, there is no restriction on emptying the warehouse for the first time at Shabbos, since we hold a Reb Shimon's more limited view of the definition of muktzah.